We were frightened the moment we saw him, but we did not run away. We stood and watched him. He came on us as if he would run over us. But before he reached us, he began to spread and grew bigger and bigger, till at last he was so big that he went out of our sight, and we saw him no more, and then he was upon us. George MacDonald, Lilith. Lost is our old simplicity of times. The world abounds with laws and teems with crimes. Anonymous, Pennsylvania Gazette, 1775.
Vancouver, British Columbia, September 30th. Dear family, you're probably going to be surprised at finding this stack of papers in my trunk at the cottage. By the time you read it someday, I'll be dead gone. There won't be much chance to explain it. It came into my possession by accident. Well, not quite by accident, but it would take too long to explain that now. And anyway, you get to read about my part near the end of the story. The guy who wrote these pages was the editor of the Swift Creek Echo, which closed down some time back. It was written on foolscap in tiny handwriting. He filled every inch of space on every sheet of paper, both sides. I guess because he wrote it on the run. Didn't have much paper at his disposal. I just spent a month deciphering the whole mess and typing it into my computer. Anyway, read it for yourselves. You'll see he was a smart guy, even though he tended to run on about his ideas. He could be pretty boring. Well, the Echo was like that, too. He was the quiet type. Nice kid, smoked a pipe, and always looked like he belonged somewhere else. Half the town hated his guts, and the other half thought he was a hero. Though they didn't always get what he was saying. I don't know what to think. Judge for yourselves. You can read it or not, whatever you like. I don't think it makes much difference. Corporal Frank McConnell, RCMP, retired.
The beast and the white hart circle each other. The beast is a serpent coiling and leaping across the sky, seeking to entrap the hart. The beast has power. Darkness and confusion issue from its mouth. It alters its shape and becomes a bear. When it moves again, it is a leopard. It uncoils and is all three. Its tail drags a third of the stars from the sky. It rears on its hind legs and lunges forward, its claws raking the air and its mouth roaring obscenities. The hart tilts his rack of antlers and steps forward. He charges and pierces the beast's chest, but the beast's claws tear gashes in his throat. Blood pours slowly through space.